After the FBI paid a visit to Mar-a-Lago, a large part of the GOP called for, among other things, a defunding of the FBI. Great idea regarding an organization that's the pretty much the first line of defense in America regarding terrorism. He also used rather aggressive rhetoric against the FBI, which resulted in FBI agents being threatened, FBI offices in Cincinnati actually being assaulted. Got some good news, got some bad news. Good news is that Republicans, the party who says Blue Lives Matter, they've backed away from attacking the FBI. Bad news is that they've turned their attention to the IRS. Politicians, news media agitators, they're twisting the funding for hiring 87,000 new IRS agents as a violent declaration of war, saying that they are coming to get you. Now, you don't have to believe me. Listen to their words yourself from GOP Politics. Here's Chuck Grassley, Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz, and Ron DeSantis.
Are they going to have a strike force that goes in with AK-15s already loaded, ready to shoot some small business person in Iowa?
Is the IRS gearing up for war in our country? Is Nancy Pelosi trying to start a nuclear war in Asia? Is there an effort by the national security state to stoke violence in a civil war here at home?
Those IRS agents are designed to come after you. They're not designed to come after the billionaires and the big corporations. They're designed to come after small businesses and working families.
They're going to go after the mom and pop. They're going to go after the small business person, the independent contractor, the Uber driver, and they're going to focus on basically parts of the country that don't support what the regime is trying to do.
Now, of course, we can't leave out Lauren Boebert, can we?
You are sacrificing American families at the altar of climate change. Mr. Speaker, isn't it so? Joe Biden himself said inflation rate is at 0%. So what the heck are we doing here? Why are we passing this so-called Inflation Reduction Act if it's at 0%? Well, in fact, it's the Inflation Enhancement Act.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
And it does the exact opposite of what Americans need right now. This is just another con game by the Democrats calling something one thing and saying
time
another.
Expired.
This is making the IRS, which armed
agents time has expired.
Larger than the Pentagon, the State Department. The
gentlewoman is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Missouri reserves the bell.
Mr. Speaker.
On how much time do you need?
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized. Your time has expired. The gentleman from Missouri reserves.
I will yield an additional 30 seconds to the gentlelady from Colorado to finish
gentlewoman,
her comments.
Gentlewoman is recognized for an additional 30 seconds.
This bill hires 87,000 new IRS agents, and they are armed, and the job description tells them that they need to be required to carry a firearm and expect to use deadly force if necessary. Excessive taxation is theft, and the chairman said that we are using the power of the federal government in this bill. You're darn right you're using the power of the federal government for armed robbery on the taxpayers. I can only see why that this was rushed through committee and put on the floor.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
Somewhere
gentlewoman's time has expired.
Bill.
She is no longer recognized.
Now, switching over to the news media agitators, here's Will Cain from Fox News.
The federal government doesn't deserve the opportunity to keep spending your money, but hey, now they're armed, so they can just take it from you by force. When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And Joe Biden just hired 87,000 hammers. Just watch how he puts that tool to work.
And, of course, Tucker Carlson.
So, in an actual democracy, IRS agents would be taught to be polite. But under Joe Biden, IRS agents are taught, quote, to shoot. How's that not war on the population of the country?
Now, if you're saying, ah, oh, come on, nobody listens to crazy talk like that. Well, many don't, thankfully. The danger is you don't need many to create a deadly situation. Remember, it took only 19 terrorists with box cutters to create 9/11. Here's the fire that the people I just referenced and others are pouring gas on. This is from a online message board. Not in the dark corners of the web. They're loud and proud about their observations and comments. Let's see here. I'm going to have to sort of filter this as I go along. Checked Early Life posted, I actually would love to see these attempt to storm homes in the Midwest. They won't be lasting long when Americans decide to fight back. Buckeye Patriot posted, lock and load, IRS coming to get us. There's this from, well, the username is just a bunch of scrambled letters. They know where I live, and they owe me my tax returns. I wonder how much ammo $15,000 would buy. 1776 DuVault writes here, so the IRS, or tax collecting service, spends my tax dollars on ammunition. What if we save them a step and spend our own tax dollars on ammo? And if they want any, they could just go ahead with their raids and have it expedited to them. Science denier, this person posted, I sure hope they don't get any silly ideas. The people have spent trillions, quadrillions on personal defense and other weapons. Well, look, here's Buckeye Patriot again. It'll be a slaughter. Kuromo, people are going to die. Not too vague there. And we got this from Arch Dragon. You believers won't do bleep when they rob you and leave you to die. I subscribe to the ideology of Joe Stack, who crashed his plane into the IRS building. Sadly, though, I spent my entire life believing it was not so. Violence not only is the answer, but the only answer. All right. How much more of a warning do you need?